The zombies are coming.
No, they're not. Let's not scare everyone.
Oh, yeah. Let's do like everybody else does. Seven after the hour. That is, everybody, you know, the media is full of scaring people. Don't do this. Don't do that. You'll die. Oh, there is a foolish, very foolish circumstance that presented itself this week. By the way, welcome to the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side, more importantly. At 888-553-7536. Good day, good day, good day. So the CDC, your government at work, had a warning, look out for zombies and whatever other things went with it. Why in the world, Ken was just explaining to us that it was a spoof, it was a joke. What in the world? How would anybody in this era of not enough money to pay for people's Medicare, waste money on something like that? I didn't find it amusing at all.
Yes, usually the CDC is about as staid and serious and just right to the facts as you could possibly expect, but maybe they're trying to transform and say they have a sense of humor. But sense of humor in medicine, you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
I have really learned that over the years. You know, sometimes you always want to, laughter is the best medicine, but is the best medicine. But you have to be very careful in medicine because often you will offend somebody, as clearly this effort by the CDC, which, you know, they should stick with where they're good at. And clearly comedy and humor is not their best.
I think you'd have a hard time finding what they're good at in my book, but this certainly isn't any place.
Well, if you have an outbreak of a rare infectious disease somewhere in the world, these are some of the best detectives anywhere in the world.
I put them with the FDA in the same category, maybe not quite as harsh and enveloping. But anyway, you heard of the, this week, there was a, in Washington Monday, a big display of displeasure with the federal government, Food and Drug Administration, and other government agencies that raided the Amish farmer's milk supply because supposedly he was shipping raw milk or delivering raw milk across the border from Pennsylvania to West Virginia. And the stuff, this is finally, you know, all my protestation about raw milk and the things the government has been doing now seems to be a year or two after we talked about it, Ken, that food safety enhancement bill. It seems to be coming to the surface. People just, sometimes it takes a long time for this stuff to settle in, or they need something dramatic like that to happen for them to get upset, for us to get upset. And there's so many different ways. And now we talked about the health care bill and what it means and how stuff is. You got to be vigilant, that's all. And sometimes it takes a while for people to wake up, but I think people are waking up. So
I want to ask the audience a question. Whether they, because I got so much email last week when you brought up the politics. I want to know from the audience, do you think we should talk about these political issues on this show? I want this audience to let us know, because I tell you, I got a lot of email last week on both sides of the issue.
So you're welcome to call us with your opinions at 888-55-DRKEN, or you can send email along to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com. You'll follow us on Facebook and give us some input there as well. Help yourself. More importantly, Ken is here to take your calls. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Florida as a cardiologist, been very busy this week. He's very busy all the time, but still keeps up with all the things that are going on in the what we would mostly refer to as the trades, all the journals that are put out by the various medical societies and groups that have their meetings and do their research. And then there are a number of sources for other stories, like the status of Representative Giffords, who had skull surgery. So what does that mean? She had a hole in her skull that needed to be replaced by something. Was it skull material, plastic material, metal? What happened?
Let's talk a little bit about this. And as you mentioned, busy, yes, we're busy trying to keep people healthy. And I just love seeing people who are participate in the show. It's a real honor. And not too busy, though, to keep up with all the health news. So let's talk about Representative Gabriel Giffords, who came down to our area of the world, Florida, to visit and watch her husband fly in the shuttle. It's this, what a sad thing to see the shuttle go, that we're going to hitch a ride with the Russians for 10 years.
Right. There's another statement. Yeah.
But I guess I can't. I see a lot of people from that area. These are some of the finest people in the country, the people who work over there. I see them as patients, and they're just, they're lost.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason for it. It's just bad management, bad leadership. It's the same old stuff.
These are fantastically gifted people, and they're just,
and it's a precious resource. NASA and what it does and these sorts of things, sure, there may be problems here and there, but most of the research that's been done that has advanced us in many areas, if not most areas, scientifically in our country, has been done around the work of the space program.
I saw a gentleman yesterday, an engineer from NASA, and he told me about how 5-6 years ago he would bring high school kids around to NASA and to get them interested in science and engineering. And this is an unintended consequence, losing that program. Where are they going to go to get excited about
science?
I'm not
even sure that it's unintended. Frankly, I think what's going on in our educational system in this country, the cynical side of me thinks, look at all the, take medicine. Look at all the people that are coming from other areas of the world to practice, to learn medicine and to practice medicine in our country. Look at the shingles that are hung outside and some of the names. And that's not a prejudicial statement. Why aren't more Americans? We have plenty of Americans who are coming through our system who are in need of jobs and careers. And so why aren't they choosing medicine? Why do we have so many names on shingles that are not, again, not prejudicial, but it's an observation? Don't you think that's a valid question, Ken?
When I was in high school and college, it was the number one thing that everybody wanted to do, is when I recall. And today, and parents who were doctors, you know, they were pushing their kids to become physicians. I didn't have a father. I had a mother who was a nurse. But today, you know, you talk to my colleagues, they're very neutral about whether their kids should go into medicine.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
It sure is. 888-553-7536. We are interested in your thoughts about whether we should talk about some of these governmental things. If you think we ought to, fine, you can tell us. If you think we ought not to, tell us that as well. And if you have something on your mind regarding some connection, there are always discussions about how the Veterans Administration, for example, administers health and the Medicare system, all these things, because our lives, like it or not, I don't like it, but they are intertwined with the government, the government, the government, the government. Everything's about the government. And
we will get to Representative Giffords.
I thought we did. Oh, we didn't. We talked about NASA. Yeah, go ahead. We did. We talked about everything. But so tell us what her status is.
Let's stay on point with Gabriel Giffords. This is the Arizona congresswoman. She's happy but sore, Doug, this week after undergoing skull surgery. She underwent a 3.5-hour operation this past Wednesday at the Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston. They had to attach a newly fabricated piece of plastic skull. The procedure did go well. I talked to a few physicians in this facility, and she will no longer have to wear this protective helmet, which she just doesn't like, to protect her damaged skull. The good news is this is prognostically a good sign, because it means that the doctors around her are no longer concerned about swelling of the brain. They really kept this open to allow the swelling to occur so her brain wouldn't get crushed. It's a very good sign that she's healing. To minimize the risk of infection, against the urging of her astronaut husband, this just shows that a congresswoman and an astronaut don't get even what they want in the medical system. He requested, urged, begged, got down on one knee that they not shave her head. They had to prevent infection. So you just see, when you're in the hospital, it doesn't matter who you are, you don't always get your way to get the best possible outcome. But this is just a good prognosis, because the concern about swelling seems to have gone away. We wish them both the best.
888-553-7536. 36. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who produce the Body Bio Report. All you have to do to take advantage of their wonderful system, which Ken and I have done, members of my staff have done, members of Ken's staff have done, and many of you have done already, the BodyBioReport.com website is the place for you to register to get your report. Your blood provides the clues to anything that's lacking or you may have too much of in your body. How is that? How does that work? What do they actually look at here when you send blood or take blood or have the either you can get them, the folks at Body BioReport, to do the blood work and to examine, or you've already had blood work done, you just send them the results and they'll tell you what you need. How does this work?
This is a simple solution to a problem we all have. What vitamins and what supplements, Doug, do we really need? And this now can answer specifically findings for each one of us based on the results of a simple blood test.
Yep. Answer a lot of questions that you probably have. And so whether you've got too many fatty acids, DHA, I've looked at this thing upside down and sideways and gotten so much information out of it. And you can as well. Anyone, not you don't even need medical issues. You don't want to be taking things that are expensive, whether it's prescription drugs or some of the supplements that are necessary are pretty expensive. Why spend the money? This is an evidence-based report, safely done, the natural way toward better health. So as I said, we've both done it, and now it would be good for you to get it done. Log on to BodyBioReport.com, BodyBioReport, BodyBioReport.com. Get the right nutrient and supplement suggestions, shall we say, for you at BodyBioReport.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour, and that's the time for you to be pain-free. If you go to DrKenShow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause, as hundreds and hundreds of people can have gone to your website and my website to get this free pass for the Salon Pause. This is a strange name. Well, it's a wonderful product, and more people are talking about having. I had somebody on. I guess it was Andrea Metcalf. I was talking to her about it. She's been using it, the fitness guru. It just is. It's like a no-brainer. Hello, it's much better than you taking those pills that you probably can't tolerate anyway. So go to Ken's website, drkenshow.com, and get the Salon Pause pain relief patch. Use it. If you're really in pain, go to Walgreens right away and get Salon Pause there.
Great product.
21 after.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Car insurance.
Three after the hour, Good Day Weekend time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert on the Good Day program. Monday through Friday, he's on with his daily dose of important information. You get those podcasts and the information by going again to both websites. It's good because we have co-pollination, coordinated pollination, cross-pollination. I like that, Ken. That's pretty good. I like that. All right. Ken's not responding because he thinks I'm being silly. I'm not working for the CDC, though. The essence of our ideas here come from your questions and your comments. And one of the things that we were talking about is whether or not we should discuss things like the government and what it does and the politics of it. Here is Joyce in Moultrie, Georgia. What do you think about that, Joyce?
I am so glad that you are talking about it. I think as things go along, people are going to be getting more and more upset. I am already upset. I am not a fan of Obama. I never will be.
But it's not about Obama. This is not about Obama in the sense that it is about the whole culture of government that we've come to expect. The Republicans became just as bad under George Bush as Obama is in many ways.
But right now we are under Obama, and if he gets in another 4 years, I'm scared for this country.
All right, well, Joyce, we just want to talk about the medical stuff. That's the danger of getting
into this. And, Joyce, will this affect your health?
Yes, because yesterday I found myself getting so upset about – excuse me again. I found myself getting so upset about Israel because I think what Obama's plans are is to – weaken Israel, and I'm glad Netanyahu stood up to him. I'm getting so upset. I could feel my blood pressure just raising yesterday. I'm glad you're talking about whatever you're going to talk about with the government.
What about, you know, those are what's the chicken and what's the egg? Those are the secondary effects on our health, what's going on in the true politics. What about the decisions that are being made in Washington that are going to affect health care? Do you think that that's an issue that we should be talking about on this show?
I surely do, because I don't think it's going to help the common man. I'm a common woman. I'm glad to talk to you. I don't happen to be lucky enough right now to have a man in my life to say, calm down, honey, things will be okay, because I don't feel that things are going to be okay. And I listen to your show every Saturday because I love your opinions about health. I love what I hear. And talking about health care, please do, yes.
All right, ma'am. Thank
Joyce,
you.
Joyce, thanks for your opinion, because when we put our foot into it, I get pushed back on both ends, and it's a very controversial area, and I want to hear both sides. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536.
All right, so another caller with a question about injections. What is the Botox isn't, this the fellow wanted to know about what is Botox actually called? What's the remedial or medical term for Botox?
The Botox, it's got a whole long name, which is probably so hard to, you know, it's botulinum toxin, but with an ona in front of it. It's a very hard, long
right.
word to pronounce, you know, that's why we call it Botox, because no
right.
one can remember all that.
Yeah. So how about using it for, what was it, back pain?
Well, it is a paralysis. It paralyzes the nerve muscle junction. And if you have spasms, it can be used for that, because you don't get the contraction, you don't get the stimulation between the nerve and the muscle. And that's how it works.
Yeah. So the use of it now, it's been commonly used by a lot of women and men to sort of freeze the lines on one's forehead. Last week, this woman used and somehow or other got to the news media, an 8-year-old getting shot up with Botox injections, and the complete. I was almost speechless, and you know how that difficult that is for me, reading that story and thinking to myself, what in the name of God is that woman thinking?
Well, you know, this is a good muscle relaxant for adults, but, you know, kids, we said this during the week, kids are not small adults. You can't treat them the same way. You can't just use a lower dose of the same medicine. They react so differently. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, just realize the kids are not little adults when it comes to medicine.
888-553-7536. I got an email from somebody this week asking about overdoses and the painkillers. Kind of, they heard us talk about the patch, and they've heard us talk about painkillers, and this person was obviously in pain. His name is Chris, and wants to know if you're really in pain, can you use this patch, or are there other things that can be done that you aren't necessarily going to get addicted to? Some of these pain pills you can get addicted to.
Right. Doug, as you walk yourself up the ladder of pain medicine from the mild to the moderate to the severe, the side effects increase. So I always like to use the least strong medicine that's most effective, but not keep my patients in pain. So you have to try sometimes and do what doctors call drug testing to find what's effective but not too severe, and so you don't overdose.
Sometimes it can lead to more pain instead of less pain.
Law of unintended consequences
right.
of medicine.
A lot of talk about drugs on our weekend program as well. Half past.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
World.
Weekend. 888-553-7536 at 33 and change past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has a presence on this program every day. It's on the air, and we have 2 hours set aside every weekend for you to call us at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken produces a health newsletter. Actually, there's one special health newsletter that we've produced on pain that you might want to check out. And then there's the weekly newsletter. You go to either of our websites, drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. You see Ken's picture. Click on it, and you'll see how to sign up for the newsletter right there. Just put your email in the box. What will people be seeing this weekend if they've signed up, and what are they going to miss if they haven't signed up, Ken?
This week it's all about cancer, the latest information in the medical journals that's published in the last month or two, translated into easy-to-understand language, prevention, diagnosis, treatment of cancer. You're not going to want to miss it. You can sign up at my website, drkenshow.com. drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. And boy, we have a lot of work to do, a lot of callers. Let's get to work.
888-553-7536. Here is Lovell in Kingport, Tennessee. Yes, sir, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Hey, sir. How are you all doing this morning?
Hi, Lovell.
Fine. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just got off from work and I'm heading home. I listen to your show very, very often. In terms of the subject that has been going on as far as with the health care of Obama and just all the different things, I look at it from a different spin. I feel personally that the negative outlook on everything within itself is unhealthy. And I feel like so many people always view the glasses as half empty when, in all honesty, nothing can be changed unless someone has a solution. It's always easy for someone to say how bad that something is or how something doesn't work, but what really makes the difference and the true difference is when someone has the solution that does work.
You know, there's a discussion ongoing now in a number of the trades for the talk business, the radio business, about whether or not this form of conversation on the air, and again, this is not about the politics of it, but it's about what effect it has.
Yes, sir.
It's very interesting in two or three different trades this week. The difference between civil conversation among people who may
have a genuine political discussion or debate versus the resentment that's created around some of the things that some of the more popular talk hosts, whether it's radio or television, whether it's left or right, that stuff makes people's blood boil. That's basically the translation from Level, right, Level?
Yes, sir, and I agree with that 110%.
It plays over into our lives because it isn't just, I mean, there's somebody who was talking this week about the anger that's been created around these discussions and the question of whether or not it could be fomenting another civil war in our country. And that's pretty serious stuff.
Yes, sir. And really, to be honest with you, I kind of agree on the same page on many of those aspects. And, you know, I'm not trying to get another debate started. But to me, it's just like the stress that was brought on when Donald Trump spent all that time trying to say, you know, whether or not Obama is a born citizen or whether or not he can do this or whether or not he's doing a good job with that. But yet no one ever stops to say what they would do that would be better. You know, I mean, it's like everybody can. It's easy to point the finger and say when someone's not doing something good or doing something right to get the job done. But to me, what really matters is when people look at it as the glass half full, and then if someone has a solution that would make it better, to me, that's what the topic should be about.
All right,
I'm sorry, sir.
No, I want you to finish your thought. I just was trying to bring around to Ken because he's in the cardio business. How many of the people that you see, Ken, on a daily or weekly basis are there because of the stress in their lives? Because that's what this gentleman is saying. We're talking about the stress that's created. Some of us have it because of our family lives. Some of us have it because of our business lives. Some of us have it because we created ourselves. But the kind of things that bring upon stress is the killer. It's always been that way. It brings about all kinds of horrible things in your body, right?
Absolutely. Stress definitely decreases the effectiveness of our immune system. It definitely increases our risk of getting heart disease and probably cancer. And it is a killer, and it's a big issue. It's a big issue right now. You know, I joke, I wish I had a big spray can of Xanax or Valium that I could just aerosolize as you walk into my office so everybody is nice and relaxed. Walking into the doctor's office on a good day is not a relaxing effort. And so stress is a huge thing, and we all need to take our own stress pulse and realize when it's getting up there, you know, that little steam valve that our grandmother had in her pressure cooker, that's why it's there, to let it all off.
Why do you think there's so much interest in yoga and stress relievers, acupuncture, massage therapy, all of that stuff? That's because people are so wound up.
Do something fun, whatever it is.
All right, listen to this program. Thanks for the call, sir. Susan is in Jackson, Tennessee. All right, ma'am, you're on the air now with Dr. Ken.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling.
Good. Hey, you all was talking about pain medications and Obamacare and all that. Well, if I understand it, Obamacare is social medicine, correct?
Sounds that way to me. What it is
okay.
Centralized care. More and more of the decisions being taken away from the local providers and moving to Washington.
Right. Well, I ran to Canada for 2 years, sir, in and out of Canada twice a week. And do you know that in Canada you cannot even get a pain reliever that's called a leave? They would beg me and try to bribe me to bring it out of the United States to Canada so they could have the pain medicine. Can you imagine what the people here in the United States could do if they couldn't get a hold of a leave?
Susan, why are there so many people in the media trying to convince us that the Canadian system is so good?
It's not good. It is not good. I'll tell you, the company I deliver to is MTN, which is a ball bearing company for Mercedes-Benz. I drove there two days a week. I delivered at that place. And out of the 2 years I drove, there was 4 people that died of cancer because they was diagnosed, say, on January the 1st. They could not get another doctor's appointment until March or April the 1st, and in the meantime, the people would die. Now, is that good?
And I take care of a lot of Canadians also when they come to Florida.
Thank you.
And I love Canadians. They're just wonderful people.
But they hate their
health care system. I hear this every day.
But then people of the United States wants it. What's the deal?
That's what confuses me. So if there are some Canadians listening who love their health care system, I'd love to hear from them.
All right, that's another one of these shots across the bow here. If everybody doesn't like it, or most people don't like it, then why do we have it? 888-553-7536. Johan is in Hagerstown, Maryland. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Kent. I really appreciate your being on air, and I really value your advice.
Thank you.
Run-in. This is a topic that is near and dear to me, especially this week with government interference and trying to get to run our Medicare system. Our congressman was on air, 6th District Congressman Roscoe Bartlett. He is a Republican, and I've supported him for years.
Yes.
He made the comment on air that people, seniors using Medicare, are feeding at the trough.
Oh, boy.
And he really, I was livid because I had cataract surgery this past Monday, and my ophthalmologist, I'm diabetic, he's been watching this for years, and finally it got worse. When I went in for the pre-surgery evaluation, he of course he did the tests and everything. I was legally blind in my left eye. It had changed that much. And of course I had the surgery. Everything went well. I wonderful surgeon and the medical professionals. It was just a wonderful experience.
Great.
And I think that by what's happening with the Obama administration, we're going to ruin what we have. They want to cut back on the payments to the doctors in the hospital, and they're going to be using so much money for paperwork and have clerks there that are going to advise what the doctors are recommending.
Right.
And try to change it, that they cheapen it. But when he said we're feeding at the trough, you know, it really got me. He had a town hall the very next day. I was in front row, right in front of the podium, and he did mention to the individuals, because I had a chance to talk to him a few minutes before the meeting actually started, and he apologized for using those words. I said, if you use that at that meeting, the seniors are going to be stringing you up, and I'll be holding the noose, because he's 85 years old. He ought to know better. And
now, this is the problem. He's been there too long. You said he'd been there six terms. That's part of the problem. He hasn't got any more common sense.
He's in the sixth district of Congress, but he's been there a long time.
Yeah, he's been there too long. That goes back to, and Ken, if you'll pardon me, my solution for fixing all of this stuff, if people would get together and sort of understand in a singular sense what problems are caused. It'd be very interesting to look at the list of people or the list of companies that have given to his campaign, the campaign contribution list for this guy. I'm betting that there are a number of drug companies and big pharma, that kind of stuff. Those people are influencing the outcome of the election. That whole thing is a rash on our society and hasn't been made any better by the Supreme Court. It's been worse in a matter of...
Well, when he mentioned feeding at the trough,
yeah.
I said, when you have Congressman Rangel, Charles Rangel from New York, in your midst with what he did and you know, just is in another world what he did and got away with it with the other House members, and you're telling me that the seniors are feeding at the trough, I said you ought to go with after the waste and fraud in Medicare.
Yeah, there's plenty of that, I would bet, to Ken.
Thanks
for the call. So plenty of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse in all of our health care systems. And what is being done other than cutting the payment to the doctors instead of fixing the problem? That's another one of these things. And what happens is we get off onto these tangents. This business about term limits, everybody ought to serve 6 years. You want one term in Congress, you serve 6 years. No more two-year terms. 6 years. One six-year term in the Senate. One six-year term as president. One six-year term as governor. You're done. This congressman doesn't sound like he's got any more common sense than Obama over in Israel this week. I mean, these people just, they lose their perspective on things because they're too isolated and insulated there.
Exactly. And the key, when you talk about the so-called payment to the doctor, that so-called payment to the doctor, such a small fraction of that actually goes to the doctor. That's what the doctor uses to help run their enterprise to take care of the patients. And the unintended consequences of cutting that is going to lose jobs. The people who take care of you, there's going to be less service. The people who make the equipment, sell the equipment that we need to take care of you, their jobs are going to vanish. So this has an incredible effect on so many different people.
888-553-7536 or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Steve has a doctor who's fat, and he sent me an email and asked him, ask Dr. Ken how it is that doctors who want to present a positive image are, what would you think? I guess maybe the question I'm translating here is, if you knew that you were going to see somebody who was big around the waist and he's a medical doctor, would you believe anything he told you?
That's a real tough one.
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
It is, because I know a number of quite obese physicians.
And, you do?
Yes.
I've never seen one.
Well, spend a day with me. And
I have, but not for that purpose.
And I believe you need to walk the walk. And you know, I agree with that emailer that it's a little hard for you to tell people to do the right thing and not do it yourself. Although there's a flip side to this. I have known a few obese physicians who actually are quite popular.
Really?
I knew an orthopedic surgeon who went during my training who was enormously popular because all the obese people felt comfortable with him.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here's another email from Danny who wants to know how to keep his children from smoking. As this person recognizes, 80% of smokers start before they're 18. How do I keep my child, either get her off? And in one of the cases, one of the people that I work with had a child started smoking when they're 14. I said to her, what in the world are you letting that happen? Well, how do I stop her? Hello, it's your house.
Well, my opinion is, first of all, you have to make sure that you're not smoking and your friends aren't smoking, so you're walking the walk. And then the key is just know your kids' friends and make sure that who they're hanging out with.
Medically, what happens to the body before you're 18, your body hasn't developed. So if you're ingesting at 14, 15 years of age, those carcinogens from tobacco, what happens to your body?
You're coughing immediately with that first cigarette. You're irritating the airways. You're getting rid of those little hair-like cilia, they're called, which clear out all the bad things from your lungs. And you're just blackening up your lungs. I wish anyone who's youthful out there that's thinking about smoking, come with me. Let me hold your hand as we go to an autopsy and look at a person who is smoking and compare the pink, beautiful lungs of a non-smoker to the black, ugly ones of the smoker.
Here's the personal side of that. My mother died at the age of 50 from smoking. As a youngster, started smoking when she was 16 or 17 when she started smoking, and her parents didn't, her mother, she sneaked out, so her mother didn't know it really. Her father was a smoker.
And then we didn't know. My mother was a nurse and she smoked.
Well, so then when my mother died at the age of 50, we looked at the doctor in the same circumstance you're just describing, brought us a piece of her lung. It looked like a burnt sponge. That's what her lung looked like. Burnt, a black, burned sponge. At the end, she couldn't breathe because what she actually died of was blood poisoning because the lungs couldn't exchange the oxygen, the bad stuff, for the good stuff, and she couldn't breathe anymore. I mean, you understand that when you understand what the lung does, right, Ken?
Totally damages the lung material. We call this emphysema, and in the worst case, it causes cancer. About 80% of lung cancers are due to smoking.
Yeah, right. All right, so talking about this business of drugs, the drugs that are being overdone and what people are using drugs for. On the other side, there's a lot of research that's being done that's helping a lot of people. There's a lot of news every week about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and dementia. Apparently, there's some growing evidence that some of the things that are around now that we take, like aspirin and ibuprofen, are good for or can help fight Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Well, it's probably the anti-inflammatory effect.
Really?
Of them. But again, we're not, this is complicated research, has a lot of unintended consequences, and one size doesn't fit all.
Yeah.
And we're not yet recommending that we use this preventatively because there's a lot of yin and yang here.
51 after.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here's a great pop singer from the disco era, still around performing, Gloria Gaynor. She's in the medical news this week because she has released an exercise video because she has some kind of, what is it, osteoarthritis? Some kind of a problem, and this is supposed to help. Certain exercises will help with all of these things, along with drugs and stuff. Somebody asked us about Euflaxa. Is that something that also is used here? That was sort of the rumor. Ken, yes. What is Euflaxa?
It's an injectable for the osteoarthritis of the knee wearing down, and it's an option that's out there, and I would talk to your doctors about it. It's a good option.
What is osteoarthritis, and what causes it?
There's two types of arthritis. Arthritis is wearing down of the joint space. When let's look at the knee. You've got two bones coming together, and they come together in a joint so you can move the knee. And there is cartilage there that keeps the joint nice and smooth so you can functionally extend and flex the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And with time, that cartilage, that nice smooth lining, wears down, and the wear and tear is one type of arthritis called osteoarthritis. There's an inflammatory arthritis where the body's immune system, which is supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and germs, actually starts attacking the joints. This is called rheumatoid arthritis, and that's another way that we wear down our joints. In the most severe form, you start getting bone on bone, and that's why it really hurts. There's no nice cartilage keeping it nice and soft so you can move nice and smoothly.
In terms of supplements, things that will lubricate, I hear a lot about chondroitin and the things that even fish oil is supposed to be good. Is that true? Would you have people take certain supplements that might be good to help lubricate, keep the joints, glucosamine, chondroitin, that kind of stuff?
I think for mild forms of arthritis, it's helpful. That's my experience. I think that's what the research shows. Some people with moderate forms do get help. I think it can hurt. Just don't overdo it. Mm-hmm. And if it works, great.
If you don't have – now, some people want to know if calcium will help. That doesn't help the lubrication. That's the bone density, right?
Exactly. And you want to make sure if you're taking calcium that you take it with vitamin D so that the calcium doesn't end up inside your circulation to your heart and cause plaques. And you're talking about bone density. Can I give out a warning that you're going to enjoy because it deals with cell phones? This just came out this week that people who wear these cell phones and wear them around the belt in mm-hmm. these holsters like myself.
Yeah, right.
They looked at the bone density in the hip, and it seems like extended wear of these some of these cell phones wear down the mineralization of the bone.
Yeah. One of the ways you can find out the essence of whether you should be taking some of these supplements, as we're talking about them, to lubricate your joints and stuff, is to get that body bio report that we're talking about. That'll give you all of that information, and you've heard us talk about how unique it is. Go to bodybioreport.com. You check out what your aches and pains and chronic discomforts, how they're being treated. A lot of people, in essence, there are a lot of simple deficiencies in your blood. And when you get the blood tested, you'll find out, and these people will eliminate the guesswork, Ken. There's no guesswork anymore.
You go into the doctor's office. I have people bring bags full of these supplements. And I ask them, how do you know what you need? How do you know you're not taking too much? And I get these puzzling looks. Now you don't have to guess. You don't have to waste your money with a simple routine blood test that we all get at least once a year. We should get. They now can run on your blood what supplements you lack, what you need, what you don't need.
BodyBioReport.com. Everybody listening to this program needs to get your body, blood work shaken out, if you will. Figure it out. BodyBioReport.com. Here is Beverly in Rome, New York. Beverly, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling because I was just last week diagnosed with a blistering skin disease. I'll probably pronounce it wrong. I think it's pemphigus. It's P-E-M-P-H-I-G-U-S.
You say potato and I say pemphigus.
Thank you. I've been having trouble pronouncing it.
What is it, Ken?
And Beverly, you've won the lottery.
Oh, really?
Thanks so much for calling. And let me see if I can help here, because this is really a rare skin disorder. I bet most people have never heard of this.
All right, so let's not get into it until we come back after the news. That would be better, right? Hold on, Beverly. We'll get to you and the other callers that are waiting and other callers that want to get through. Good time to do it is right now. Talk to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about your medical concerns and issues. 888-553-7536. Another hour of this information is straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend.